Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about a report just released by the International Crisis Group, which says Zimbabwe is insolvent and is a nation that is hated for failure, or they are calling it a failed state.
To join the discussion, phone us directly right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Now, in terms of failing state, we are not saying that Zimbabwe is a failed state, and I'd like to make that very clear. But what we are warning is that this situation is dire enough in terms of most of the economic indicators here that shows that unless something is done seriously to arrest this decline, that there is a very serious danger that a number of the services that are already on the verge of collapse will actually collapse.
Kubva paitwa sarudzo dza July 2013 apo pakubva papetwa urongo global political agreement ne hurumende yemubatanidzwa yainge ichifamba iri mukati imomo taona isusu kuti zvamatongerwo enyika muno muZimbabwe zvadzokera futi kune kuti uya abata hakuna kana zvamatongerwo enyika zvinotenderana kuti nyika inge ichionera pamwe chete.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a report just released by the International Crisis Group. Gibbs.
Think Tank International Crisis Group, or ICG, has released a report titled Zimbabwe Waiting for the Future, which points to a troubled future for Harare. The report says this is due to the country's worsening economic crisis and the unresolved ZANU-PF succession dispute.
What is also disturbing is that the group says neither government nor the opposition has a plan the country is willing to rally behind. The group says to help resolve the crisis, SADC, China and the international community must lean on Harare to ensure that there are democratic reforms.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Gwaro raburitswa ne International Crisis Group iri kuti kubva zvaitwa sarudzo dzemuna 2013 zvinhu muZimbabwe hazvinozombobvira zvamira zvakanaka munyaya dzezveupfumi uyezve zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nenyaya yekuti muZANU PF hamuna kunyatsojeka kuti ndiani achatora chigaro chavamugabe kana vachinge vasiya matomu nekuti sangano iri kuti hongu vamugabe vari kuti havo vachiri panyanga asi chiri kunetsa ndechekuti vamugabe vakwegura nekudaro nyaya yekuti ndiani achatsiva chigaro chavo ichange iri nyaya inoda kuti inge ichigadziriswa uye gwaro iriri kutiwo vanopikisa Gibbs havasisina chiremerera chavanga vainacho chiya zvikuru tichitarisa kudyidzana kwawo nedzimwe nyika dzekunze kana kuti nyika dzakabudirira Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke mfowetu zulu kandaba lingalichona njani lapa likhona khona ngapha ngemakaya tinangapha lo Blessing siyaphila sibili okwamagama udaba esilalo lamhlanje elifisa ukuthi lani lifone sikhulumene ngalo yilokho okwethulwe International Crisis Group ethi ele Zimbabwe lingazani sokomile khona ngale
koma nje kusiba njalo ngenxa yokuthi umnotho welizwe kawenzi kuhle kube njalo lokuthi ukukhangelelwe ukuthi nxa lokhu kungaqhubeka ilizwe liyagcina lidilika sibi lokunye okumangalisayo nxa lidilika kompana kuthiwa yi-failed state and kuba izongazani sokuyisomalia andisiyakwazi ukuthi isomalia lilizwe sibi le-afrika elingana likarhulumente okucacileyo loba bezamele ukumfaka kathesi kodwa ungazani kuyahlupha kakhulu ye sizwile njalo ke ukuthi bathi okuhluphayo lapha blessing yikuthi akwazi ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe nxa engatshiya isikhundla kuyangena ubani njalo lokuthi kulo mkakhe uGrace Mugabe ongasengena kwezombangazwe ezombangazwe lezi engena khona mpana akubula manyanisi ukuthi angaya ngapi so lakho bathi yikho ngani kuyahlupha khonoko so bathi njalo lalaba abaphikisayo MDCT labanye akulanto abayenzayo ngakho kuyahlupha lokho akutsho mfowethu
yes I think Gibbs we have our guests are lined up. First, we have Mr. Maurice Ngwenya, who is a political analyst and ZANU-PF activist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. We also have Mr. Joy Mabenge, who is the acting director, Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Mr. Mabenge, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us this evening. Mr. Dube, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Ngwenya. There's this ICG report which says Zimbabwe may become a failed state if it fails to address certain issues. One of those issues is the secession issue in ZANU-PF and then uncertainty over the entrance into politics by Mrs. Grace Mugabe. So they are very much worried about all those kind of things. Your take on the ICG report?
Well, that is not even a report. It's a wish or a will to justify the ambitions or the wishes of whatever that organization represents. And it's not a report at all. They're trying to write a self-fulfilling kind of prophecy, which unfortunately is very different from what is taking place in reality in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Mabenge, do you agree or agree to disagree?
I've had the opportunity to run through the report. And, I think what the report attests to in a broad sense is exactly what is happening in Zimbabwe. If you allow me, I hope you are not asking me to respond to just one of the lines that says that Zimbabwe is insolvent and a failing state.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow me to address some of the issues that the report puts on the table, can I go ahead?
You can, sure, certainly.
Well, so I cannot agree with the report more when it says that the failure to secure a broad-based legitimacy by ZANU-PF is presenting a very big problem as the first issue. And then the zero-sum politics that we have here in Zimbabwe, which is a politics of winner takes all. This is a politics that deviates fundamentally from the culture that we were used to as Zimbabweans from 2008-2009 when we had the Global Political Agreement. That was a culture of inclusivity, which is a culture that allows the economy to tick. It's a culture that allows Zimbabweans to come together and see from the same or sing from the same hymn book, even if we see things differently. It is a culture that allowed us to at least allow our country to move forward and resolve the many or attempt to resolve the many issues that are still outstanding, some of which are still outstanding today. And then, of course, this report talks about succession. The anxieties around succession, sitting in ZANU-PF are not a ZANU-PF issue. These issues are issues that will affect the whole country, because whoever becomes the president and first secretary for ZANU-PF, or whoever is the person that is charged with the running of the affairs of the country, at least up to 2018. That is a given fact, and no one must deny that. So each time that Zimbabweans are left in limbo in terms of predictability around this issue, it scares away potential investors. But it also instills fear in Zimbabweans because of the uncertainties that this issue comes with, which is why the ICG, of course, the ICG report then recommends that ZANU-PF must put to rest this issue. But from where I'm sitting as a political analyst, there is no putting to rest this issue that is going to happen in December. In fact, if anything, ZANU-PF is going to reaffirm that Comrade Mugabe is the leader of their party and will be their candidate in 2018 because their Congress, their next Congress, is after 2018. That will not help matters, but that is what is going to happen in December. And the recommendations around vigorous reforms needed to foster sustainable, inclusive growth, nothing can be far from the truth. I agree with this assertion. Why? Because we all know that this economy is not ticking. And what is needed is an inclusive approach that allows this economy to function. But it must function to allow ordinary citizens to benefit from this economy. And then, of course, there is an assertion that donors must balance between commitments to rebuilding the nation or to rebuilding relations with the government, with support for improved governance and tackling the democratic deficit. Of course, we see from the same lenses, because as far as we are concerned, it is very clear that the moment we adopted a new constitution as a country, we then relegated or we then transferred the reform agenda that was signposted in the global political agreement into our new constitution. And if we are 18 months or more after the July election last year, and there is no sign whatsoever of important laws being realigned with the new constitution, then we begin to question the political will that our political leaders are wielding, and we begin to question as Zimbabweans whether or not we are going to enjoy this constitution, whether or not we are going to be moved as a nation into a culture of constitutionalism. So that worries us. The way forward. Mm-hmm. The way forward around inclusive national dialogue cannot be overemphasized. Inclusive national dialogue is what is needed to take away our politics from a zero-sum game or a zero-sum politics culture. This is inclusive national dialogue that Zimbabweans have learned from in the past. It cannot be inclusive for as long as it is ZANU-PF and MDC alone on the table. It can only be inclusive if it involves political players, if it involves church leaders, if it involves leaders of civil society, if it involves every stakeholder, labor, everyone that is concerned about Zimbabwe must be given an opportunity to see around the table and chat on the way forward, build national consensus, and build on this national consensus in order to look at how to resolve the unresolved issues or the issues that remain unfinished in terms of taking this country forward.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabenge. Gibbs, you have a call.
Yeah, lo mnumzana ke uDesire ose Johannesburg, wele South Africa. Baba Desire, ungatshona njani? Hayi siphilile, sondela efonini yakho ukuthi sikwenze mnandi kakhulu.
Ngizwakala manje.
Ya, sizwakala sibili baba. Yey, ungathini ke ngodaba lolo?
Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi isizinda yethu lenkinga enkulu kabi ukuthi angazi izindaba yethu la igqadi elinjani ukuthi buse iZANU-PF enomkhokheli ofana nomgabe ongurinzi ngale ndlela agrinzi ngakhona. Umuntu ona-90 years.
Mhm.
Esafuna ukuqhubeka. Iyangibangaza nalelo babungena, angimazi ukuthi cabanga kanjani. Manje ezokhuluma mpela ngathi ine-pride ukuthi 2018 they are candidates as the comrade Robert Mugabe. Ikhuluma ngami ukuthi Mugabe ke bese isikhulu imali esesikhathi. Ngale 2018, umuntu ona-90 years. Ikhe sisele ngisho ngathi ayi ine-pride ukuthi come 2018, umuntu osebise more than 30 years. Akayibone ukuthi kunenkinga ephathini yakhe. ZANU-PF exista siyazi thina. Mina ngingakazalwa nokuzalwa. Ibuswa ngomdala umuntu oyi-1. Namhlanje singumuntu abafana nabomoris ngenyele enibiza so-called i-political analyst, what political analyst inemba yezamu-PF ngathi angazi ngayibiza ngalo, but kunephele muntu lakho lezimbazo.
Ye, kodwa ngibona ngazani nxa ukhangela umbiko lo wethu lwe-ICG yokuthi eZimbabwe lilakho ukuthi kugcina vele kungasela khonokuyani ukuthi kube lama-institutions ame wodwa akhangela uhulumende, kube yilokho kuthiwa yi-failed state. Ungathini ngakho khonokho?
Ya, vele kuzibhethela lapho vele ngoba uma ungadeka kumanje nje yonke ama-institutions yonke ahamba ZANU-PF akazimelanga, plus la esesafika siyabona ama-department azimele a-independent. So we talk about the institutions like ama-ministries nama-institutions afana nama-lawyers lo bazimele ba-independent nama-electoral
Yeah,
ngidabe emaketesi nabo into esizoyibona. Ngoba vele ngiya khona lapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke
mnumzane. Angeke ukuthi esikhathini samanje kunomholi ona 90 years. Abantu abasephathina-ke basathi baphrize ukuthi 2018 come 2018 ikhehe lisala nomgaba elingasakwazi nokuhamba lize belisakhampeni.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ye.
Ukuthi wabulala abantu abaningi naye umurisi ngenya leyo yazi ukuthi zanetesi inamacala angekana nokubulala abantu abaningi. Bangafisa basifisele ukuthi singabantu yoro bazame ukuthiisabo kodwa kuyazi ukuthi ubulala abantu abaningi kakhulu.
Hayi ke siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Desire, kodwa ke asi kutazi ukuthi abantu bathi uzibani bani wabulala uzibani bani kumele sibe lobufakazi khonapho ye. Hayi, nokulungile mnumzana. Okay, no, sibongile kakhulu Desire ke uphenduke kusasa njalo. Yeah, what Mr. Desire was saying is that you know, he actually posed the question and said, how can Zimbabwe be ruled by a 90-year-old man? You know, that's the reason maybe the country may become a failed state. So he's really worried that the president is also likely to contest in the 2018 elections. So he's really dejected about that issue. And then Katesike blessings from Mnumzana Jethro Ndlovu okhona ngale njalo at Johannesburg. Baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani?
Ajonile, wathena njani?
Sijonile kakhulu sibili. Sondela efonini yakho, ungasifaki ku-speakerphone. Sondela baba.
Andisefonini, sefonini, seduze.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, ungathini?
Into engiyibonayo lapha Zimbabwe ezweni lethu. Ngiyabonga ngoba kunomorisi ngwenye.
Yeah.
Engicabanga ukuthi engabe yazi le nto kodwa engafuni ukuyikhuluma straight. Ngibona ukuthi mina uma abantu basemathebeleleni ngibona banenkinga.
Qhubeka baba.
Ya, abantu basemathebeleleni ngibona banenkinga ngoba kunenkinga phegukra wonda ngithi. So ngokombono wami ukuze leli lizwe lihambe kahle, abantu basemathebeleni induna maybe nabafundisi singabafaki kakhulu amapolitician ngoba kuzothiwa yibona sebefuna izikhundla. Abazama ukuthi kukhanselwe ikhesi egukrawondi, wonke amakhesi akhona akhanselwe, abantu bonke bebe-free. Lelo lizwe lizama. Uma bengawakhanselanga la makhesi, aniboni mina ngoba ama-commanders e-army, ngoba lapha le khesi involva i-army, involva ipolisi, and la bantu abangithu uma bengafuni ukuthi omunye umuntu ebusangeke akuse lelo lizwe.
Kodwa ubona ngazani kungakhanselwa yini? Kungenziwa njani?
Nokuthi ngayenza leli zwe lihambe. Uma bengazange beke beyilungise le ndaba yokungezwani phakathina kwabantu basemandebeleni through i-army nepolisi, into eyenzakala emathebeleni, angeke lize lihambe lelo lizwe.
So kodwa ubona ngazani kungakhanselwa mbani khona ukuthi athi adinde ethi hayi laba abasekho laba ye qhubeka khonapho.
Sasa ngithi induna ethi nabafundisi if they can take that decision. Ngoba enye into engiyisola mina, ngisola ukuthi umnumzane Sandwa mese ekhambeni emathebeleni ufike bale ukuthi umgaba wakulala abantu basemathebeleni, but it's not so umgaba wasemathebeleni. Abantu basemathebeleni abathathe bona inkinga le beyibheke, bebheke abantu abahluphekayo eZimbabwe, bebheke nala bantu abafayo, bebone ukuthi labo bantu abashonayo, according to me, ngandazi ngenhlupheko esigcwele eZimbabwe, abantu baseZimbabwe bayahlupheka kakhulu. So they must try by all means ukuthi le case ikhanselwe. Angazi noma i-international law ingavuma yini the way abakhuluma ngakhona, but umqondo wami ngibona ukuthi uma bengakwenza lokho, oshiri bebe-free, oshihuru bebe-free, that country will run. But uma kungenziwanga lokho, oshiri ngeke vume umuntu ongabusalela lisa umengazwani noshiri, angeke ayivume leyo nto.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa khona ngapho ke mnumzana Jethro Ndlovu, sibongile kakhulu uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Ningifonele ikakhulumani khuluma ngepolitiki, ningifonele ngoba ngani-youth ezapho kudala kutaliwa, ngiyazi yonke into.
Hayi, kulungile kakhulu ke mnumzana Ndlovu khona ngapho ke eJoburg, ungathina lokusasa baba.
Okay,
so yes, so what Mr. Ndlovu was really talking about is that the bottom line is, you know, these people in power fear that if they leave, they may be prosecuted for atrocities committed in Matabeleland and some parts of Midlands, mm-hmm. you know, the fire brigade atrocities. Mm-hmm. So he says the best thing is to take the South African route, where some people were taken to a certain court where then some cases were, mm-hmm. you know, actually cleaned out mm-hmm. in that kind of case. Mm-hmm. So he says no one will leave power except that is done, you know. Mm-hmm. That needs to be done, according to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, we also have some people who are writing us. We have a lot of messages on WhatsApp. Let's just quickly read some of those messages. Silent says, sure, it is now a failed state already until the government embarks on its resounding economic policy change or turnaround strategy. John says, I love my country. I think the foreigners must stop interfering in our political issues. We are mature to rule our country. Tatenda says, Zimbabwe is already a failed state. ZANU-PF will be in power until some citizens wake up and smell the coffee. This is the reason why millions and millions of Zimbabweans have fled into foreign countries. ZANU-PF has failed us. We just need to find a way to remove this party from power. 20 MDC parties won't help either. We need something new. James says, that's really true. Zimbabwe is a failed state due to poor governance by ZANU-PF. Matthew says, this may be true, but not so failed. Only unrest and prostitution and lawlessness will become rife. Polite says, ZANU-PF government has failed totally. They must learn to swallow their pride and give others a chance. Peter says, indeed, the state is a failed one. I think ZANU-PF should swallow its pride and come around the table with big minds like Morgan Tsvangirai, Simba Makoni, among others, and also implement key economic reforms. They should not continue to turn a blind eye to the suffering of the masses. And the economy is on the decline. And then we have Shoko, who says, without sound economic and political reforms, our state is headed to a great downfall. Vingwenya says, quite agreeable with the crisis group view, because the country has taken almost 2 decades entangled in political and economic challenges that continue to make lives of ordinary people hopeless. ZANU-PF still continues to fool the public, rubbishing sanctions, yet the actual elephant in their house is resolving the political struggles, referring to the internal struggles in the party and national ones as well. Gibbs.
Yes, Blessing, on Facebook, we've got several messages. One of them is from Clement Mkwananzi, who writes, it's very true that Zimbabwe will be a failed state. Then we've got Nyatsimba, who writes, my view is that they should leave us alone so that we resolve our issues in a Zimbabwean way. President Robert Mugabe was voted by a majority last year and has every right to finish his term. The people of Zimbabwe made their choice. Why should we have our leaders chosen by the West? Are we not good enough to elect our own leaders? Question mark there. Then he also sent another message and said, Crisis Group is a creation of Westminster International, which is a covert operation by the MI6 to create crisis and chaos so that their favored puppet leader gets the throne. Then I've got Fanuel, who writes, President Robert Mugabe must live on and remain in power until donkeys grow horns. Then I've got Kajengo, who writes, Baba Mugabe should rule for 100 more years. Mm-hmm. Baba Mnokona. Did mm-hmm. I get it right there? Right?
Yes.
I tell you, I have learned a lot of Shona jaw breakers, right?
Yeah.
Am I good? Out of five? One, right?
4 out of 5.
Then I've got Thompson Ngamlilo, who writes, where institutions are weak, personalities loom large. I found it misleading, the narrative that is peckled within Zimbabwe and outside the country, that the future of Zimbabwe is precarious unless ZANU-PF succession battles are not logically concluded. The future of Zimbabwe does not lie in partisan politics, but in enduring democratic national institutions. Leadership is transitory and fluid. That's according to Mr. Mlilo. I think I'll end there at the moment.
Yeah, regati yende kuna vangwenya. Vangwenya, totanga nekuti murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevanhu. Vari kutaura kuti iyo nyaya yechigaro yekuti ndiana nozotsiwa vamugabe inenge nyaya iri kunetsawo vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe. Pane chingade kunetsa here apa vagwenya?
Nyayo ingangonetsa ayo vanhu vasiri muZimbabwe vasinganzwisi kuti chii chiri kuitika muZimbabwe uye nevanhu kuda vakangovenga zvavo ZANU-PF asi nyaya yechigaro chemutungamiri wenyika yeZimbabwe iri pachena makore mashanu ega ega munoitwa sarudzo muno munyika maelections ndotoshamisika ndichinzwa vanhu vachiti dai ZANU-PF yapa vamwe mukana ko havapiwe here mukana gore rapera chairo vakanga vapiwa vanhu mukana kuti ngatipindei pamakwipi vakazvitadza ndozondwa zvekare vamwe anachipi hanzi nyaya yesuccession haina kugadziriswa muZANU-PF totaura sei nhai veduwe nyaya yesuccession yeZANU-PF iri pachena gore rino zvatiri kuenda kucongress kwacho ikoko ndo nyaya yacho yesuccession anenge achida anokwikwidzana navamugabe kuZANU-PF handitika tozoti weo zvekare imwe nyaya yatinoona ka mamwe mashoko anotaurwa nemamwe mapoka akaita sana crisis ava ndeyekuti ivo pache zvavo munongonzwawo nezita ravo vanenge vachitsvaga crisis pese pese kureva kuti kana isipo vachatogadzira ivo ndozviri kureva zita ravo saka hapana chetingateerere kubva kwavari nokuti zvese zvaanotaura ivo ndezvekuda kuzadzisa mafungiro avo kana kuti maonero avo vanoita zvinhu zviya zvazvekuteedzera kuti kune dzimwe nyika kunozodai kune dzimwe nyika kunozodai ko isusu zvatiri kuita dzimwe nyika hadzigone here kuteedzera vanenge vachishandisa nzira yedzimwe nyika dziri kumavirira asi tikataisa demokrasi chaiyo chaiyo yakazara nekuti vanhu vazvisarudzire mutungamiri wavo kwete kuti bato inorongera vanhu kuti toti sekuamerica kuti iko zvino izvi tichitarisira kuti pamwe Hillary Clinton ndiye achatopinda pachena kureva kuti haisi demokrasi iyoyo ndokutoimposa kutoisira vanhu macandidate saka maonero angu inini muZimbabwe nyaya yechigaro nyaya yeutungamiri yesuccession iri pachena muno muZimbabwe
vamabhengi iri pachena here nyaya
iri pachena kunevo vari kutoitaura ivava nekuti isu maonero atinenge tichiita nyaya yesuccession inyaya yanetsa chose handizivi kuti vanorevei ndivamgwenya zviya handizivi kuti vanorevei kana vachitivo nyaya iyoyo ichanozorodzwa muna zvita kucongress nekuti zviri pachena zvavari kutaura ivava zvekuti anoda anokwikwidza vamugabe zviri pachena kuti kana vamugabe varipo ipapo vasina kubuda pachena kuti handichakwanisi kana kuti yanguva yekuti imi vanhu vezanupf muchisarudza anonditsiva hapana kana hurukuro ichaitwa panyaya iyoyo vamugabe vachangodzoserwa pachigaro chavo ichocho musangano wavo uchatozomiririra kutozotsvaga umwe mutungamiriri kana tatodarika 2018 kana pane zvinenge zvaitika atozoti zvedu musangano vaunogona kuita imwe yavangati special congress yekuti vatsvage mutungamiriri wavo asi iyoyo nyaya iyoyo yekuti hakuzivikani kuti ndiani achatora kana vamugabe vachinge vati vachasiya uyezve vachasiyawo rini somutana wedu watiri kuziva kuti wanyara manje vaneta vamugabe pano nepano vanondoeswa uko uko vakabva kana vachinge vaenda kuna na New York vakadzoka vanosvika vakaunganirwa navanhu vavo panhandare votanga zvakare pavanenge vasitoripo ipapo vanodzokana chitaura zvedu tichifamba mumigwagwa mutoti vanodzoka kwaitwa nyowani vanotosvika ipapo vachinzwa kuti vanhu vakarovana vanhu vari kutukana vari kukandwa mashoko asingatauriki vodzoka voti musadero musadero vobuda voenda vo vanhu vosara vachidzokorora izvozvo zvino ivo vamugabe vakakoniwa kuona kuti vakatadza kugadzirisa nyaya yavo kugadzirisa nyaya yavo haisi nyaya yekuenda kucongress yavo vondoti rambai muchindishara ini nekuti muchiri kundida kugadzirisa nyaya yavo kuisa nyaya iyi pachena votendedza kuti musangano wavo udome munhu atange achizotora kubva kwavari hazvirevi kuti munhu uyo anofanira kutora muna zvita zvinogona kureva kuti vamugabe vanotendedzwa kutaura kuti ini tikabuda muna zvita vedu handifungi kuti ndichagona kuzvivagejo
vamabhenge vamabhenge rambai zvenyumuri parunhare tichadzoka kwamuri vamabhenge
ini ndanyara ndaneta
vamabhenge rambai muri parunhare navangwenya mukoma Felix
ungwana yei nomnumzana ke ungwenya konangapo ke egoli wave konapo kaindawo
Of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe.